Moncrief on News Talk.
Apart from the properties he owns here, Donald Trump doesn't have any great cultural connections to Ireland, but here's one. Like most households in this country 50 years ago, he likes to have carpet in the bathroom. According to a forthcoming book, pieces of said carpet have to be replaced every few weeks because, you know, it's completely gack. The Irish Examiner columnist Jen Sheehan joins us now to share her disgust. Afternoon, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Did you grow up in one of those houses?
I did. And look, let's just forgive ourselves for a while because our houses were cold and carpet is warm and, you know, there was a bit of luxury and heat in it, and at least we weren't padding across freezing floors.
But it's not disgusting. A lot though, really. Yeah.
I mean, we've turned a corner, and rightly so, and I, you know, he hasn't, and that's, there's a lot of things he does I don't agree with, and this is very much one of them.
The thing is, like, a carpet, though, in a room that's essentially a damp room.
Yeah.
It's just a sponge, then.
And we struggle in Ireland because, you know, it's hard enough to ventilate our houses because our atmosphere is wet, our climate is wet. I don't think we have a traditionally strong history of ventilating our bathrooms well enough. Mm. You know, bathrooms without windows, people, they close the door behind them, they don't leave the fan on. And we really just overall, no matter whether there are carpets or not, we need to get better at ventilating our bathrooms. But don't put a carpet in, because even if it feels dry, the underlay is damp.
Yeah.
And especially if your bathroom is upstairs, you know, you've got joists and floorboards and that's getting damp and mold is under it and it's disgusting. Get it out.
Yeah.
No.
Also, like, if boys are using the toilet.
Yeah.
There's, you know, inevitably.
The aim isn't strong, especially at the younger ages.
No.
Even at the older ages.
Yeah, even at the older ages. But depends. There's a sweet spot in between, but either side, you know, you can go anywhere.
I haven't found it.
How long should you, if you have an extractor, well, you should have an extractor fan in your, but how long should you use it on for?
I leave it on for ages and I don't even care about electricity consumption because they are very, very efficient. And it's, my ones are Expel Air. That tends to be the gold standard across Ireland. It's strong and I leave the doors open. And then if you can, you want to get air ventilating throughout your house. And this is no matter what you have, because you're right, it's a wet room. And despite your best efforts, if you're stepping outside the shower, you know, there's water, there's condensation, there's steam, there's mist, you have to get rid of it. And even if you think you've done a good job of clearing it out, I would leave it on for an extra 5 or 10 minutes because the damp builds up and mold grows. And if there's anywhere in your bathroom where you're seeing those little bits of mold, it's not necessarily a cleaning problem, although, you know, clean it.
Yeah.
But it's just that there is damp and mold building up and there's too much wet and too much water. So leave the door open, leave the extractor fan on as much as you can. Maybe get a couple of windows open for a few minutes just to air the whole thing out and then you're good to go.
Because it often strikes me it's a problem that occurs in apartments when the bathroom's quite small. Maybe there isn't even a window there.
Yeah, and maybe the bathroom opens out into a hallway and there's no window in the hallway either. And you probably have those fire doors if it's one of those more modern apartments. So it's really difficult to get a breeze flowing through and to get ventilation in. So leave it on, leave the door open again, you know, because it's normal to close the door behind you, isn't it? And kind of leave that water there and let the bathroom deal with it and don't bring it into the rest of the house. But don't leave it open. Open as many doors as you can. Get a few windows open. And we do need to do that every day. We need to air it out.
Yeah, because I suppose people might close the door thinking that the damp will come out
and
you'll have mold in your hallway there.
Yeah, and you won't because your hallway, there's a breeze coming through your hallway a few times a day and the rest of your house a few times a day. So you let it happen. Just let it all dissipate.
Is it mostly tiles now?
Yeah, it's mostly tiles. Now, there's a few other options. So I have tiles. I love tiles. I'm a fan of tiles. I think especially on a floor, like large format tiles, the minimal amount of grout that you have to deal with, the better. Putting in a bit of a darker grout is a great trick because it, you know, the white stuff tends to discolour. But there's newer stuff. So there's a few bathrooms I've seen recently done in Tadalact, which is this Moroccan plaster, lime plaster. It is naturally water resistant. It looks absolutely beautiful. It's very expensive to install, but you can put it all along your floor, all up your walls. So you have this seamless bathroom, no cracks, no creases for water to seep in. And I love it. I think it's such a beautiful look.
So, but that would, in terms of installing a plasterer comes in and plasters
now,
the floor and walls.
A very specialist plasterer comes in and plasters it and then polishes it with this specific soap. So
it's a
big job. It's a specialist job. It's expensive, but it lasts forever and it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, back to tiles. Yeah. Tiles are, you know, porcelain tiles are great. You know, natural stone is very popular as well, like a really nice kind of limestone or marble if you've got loads of money. But treatment is required because they're all pretty much all, or at least most natural stones are porous. So you do need to treat it and seal it and make sure that it's going to be okay. There's a bit of a rogue one that people have started doing, and I'm really here for it, which is lino. So,
okay, yeah.
Lino, again.
But lino isn't what the way it used to be.
It's not what it used to be. It used to be this horrible, cheap kind of, you know, rolling up at the corners and really hard and cold feeling stuff. It's not now. It's much more sophisticated. It comes in every colour, every shape. There's the luxury vinyl tiles, which is a type of lino, and those are recycled typically, so they're quite good and they're waterproof. And another thing that works really well under all of these materials is underfloor heating. So if you're doing underfloor heating downstairs, great. If you're doing your bathroom upstairs, you can put these electric mats underneath your bathroom. They don't cost very much to run, and they're very, very effective at getting your bathroom nice and warm and getting that warm feeling through the floor without the carpet. Yeah. And then, of course, they dry it out nicely.
Someone has texted in to say, we had an avocado green bathroom in the 80s by choice. Because they were the rage. Yeah.
They're kind of back now. They're a bit retro. And if you've got a strong design set of skills, you can make it work.
somebody else says, if you spread the shower curtain out so it dries, you're actually stopping the walls and tiles getting the badly needed ventilation. The shower curtain can go into the washing machine. The wall can't.
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably a happy medium to be had there. So you can probably bunch it up and just let all that steam dissipate and let it dry out and then come back later and spread out the curtain and then let that dry out. But yeah, it's a lot to be done.
Are there any alternatives to tiles or stone of any sort that are non-slippy? Because you know there is all that break your neck getting
there
out
is,
of the shower
there is.
Thing.
And of course, if you're going for tiles, get a non-slip tile, get a matte finish. One that I've come across recently is cork. So I wrote a piece on this last year, and there's a lovely company down in I believe they actually are in Cork, or at least they're in the south, called Natura. Cork flooring. So cork as a material, you know, the stuff that is in your wine bottle. So it's typically recycled from that. It's a very sustainable material because you can harvest it from the tree without cutting down the tree. It looks gorgeous. It's lovely and warm. It's water resistant. So it's not waterproof necessarily. Yeah. You can still drench it. It might swell, but it does repel water. It dries out very, very easily. And it is very resistant to mold and mildew. So it's a good choice for, you know, especially maybe not a shower room, but a WC and a downstairs toilet. And they can be dyed. You can, you know, there can be a pigment brought through it and it looks beautiful. So it's very non-slip. And I think it's gorgeous. It's kind of a different look. But, you know, especially for a small room, there's that lovely texture and I love it. I think it's a great choice.
And does it look like cork?
It can look like cork. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a specific look. It's not, you know, I don't love it personally on a huge, large format floor area because there's quite a lot to it visually. But in a small room, I think it looks great. So it looks like cork. But again, you can get it coloured. So you can have it, you know, black and white tile. Or you can have it all white or bright yellow if that's what you want.
Okay.
There's a lot of options there. Yeah. It's an interesting one to look at. Yeah.
Jen, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was the Irish Examiner columnist and former Home of the Year winner, Jen Sheehan there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.